Hello?
Hello? Hi, Tristan. It's Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I'm so sorry I keep bothering you again and again. I just wanted to have a word with you so, you know, we can clarify things and see what the best resolution is there for you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So I'm going to go back to your message. And since you mentioned that you would like to request for a refund, I don't quite understand, Kristen. What's the problem?
I just think that I was, I don't know if it was intentionally misled or just a miscommunication, but, you know, I was kind of made to believe that it was like a one-time purchase. This is it. This is all you need. We'll take care of everything. But obviously, you know, you guys didn't understand the needs that I had, and I didn't understand, you know, since this is the first book that I've even tried to publish, then it's kind of like, I don't know. I just think the communication was a bit of an issue. I'm not completely satisfied, so I would like to get my money back, and then I think I need to work on the book myself and get it good to go before I come back and try to do it again. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I was saying that I completely understand where you're coming from, and I was actually reviewing the initial conversation chat transcript that you had with Ryan in the beginning. Now, let me explain this to you. You know, when we have an incoming client who wants to place an order, what we do in the beginning is that we ask them to the best of our ability, and of course, it depends on the customer as well, as to how well they can explain their book or the project. Because we do not initially ask you to send in the manuscript so we can evaluate that, right? We ask you regarding the requirements that you think should be sufficient enough for the book. And I believe you had a great conversation with Ryan where you explained to him that there are four books actually, and you guys spoke about in regards to the stage or phase in which the four books are, and you discussed regarding the images as well. Let me just read that message. That's what you said. I made the four books just on Peekaboo. I made them as a gift for my niece, and I used images off of Google Image to illustrate. So I believe there was a misunderstanding, or I don't know, you both did not quite clearly understand what was required for the books or something like that, because you do know that each of your book has at least 26 to 28 different animals, right?
Yeah, so the images that I said at the beginning, those were just off of Google. So, you know, I was just using them for personal use. So obviously now that I want to publish it, I need to get pictures that aren't copyrighted so that I don't get sued, right? Like what you guys were saying. So that's what I said, though, at the beginning. I said they're just off of Google. That's it. And I thought that I mentioned that they would have to be redone.
Well, you said you wanted it to be reformatted on a different program. So I don't understand where the five pictures each book came from, but Tristan, you don't even have to pay anything additional. If you can provide pictures to us, we will proceed with that. That's not an issue too. The problem here with the refund at this point of time is that I already had all four of your books proofread, edited, and I sent you the copies as well. And, of course, we can provide five pictures each, but you will have to cover for the rest of them. So why don't you just provide us the pictures?
Five pictures each is just five pictures per book, right? That's it.
That's correct. And that's what, No, that's what I was surprised about, Tristan, because you know your book so well. And when you spoke to me, you clearly told me that, you know, there are different animals and that there are a number of animals. I mean, 26 to 28 per book. So I thought maybe it must have been a miscommunication, I guess, or either Ryan did not ask you regarding the specifications clearly, or either you weren't able to convey that to him. Somehow the conversation got twisted and turned around, due to which you ended up with 5 pictures per book. Now, that can be resolved too, Tristan. I mean, it's not a big issue. We can cover the 5 pictures. I mean, if you're concerned about any additional cost, Daniel even told you, I believe, that you can go ahead and provide us the pictures and we'll complete the project.
Right. I understand that you guys have already done work on the book. I understand that. But Ryan was his name, right? He told me that, like, up until the very end, it's 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and I can ask for a refund at any point, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay, so if I'm not 100% satisfied right now and I want my money back, then I can have my money back, right?
That is absolutely correct. But what are you not satisfied with? That's what my concern is. See, for example, as your project manager, I have to submit a refund case to our compliance team along with the billing department so, you know, they can evaluate your case and get you your refund back. Now, we provide refunds on, let's just say, I provided you some work and it was not up to the mark. You're dissatisfied with that. You do not want to take our unlimited revision service. Or let's just say, for example, I misbehaved with you. I abused you or something, or I didn't provide you work on time. These are the reasons that clearly identify that as a company's failure. Sorry about that. So when we can clearly point out that the company is at fault, then we go ahead and proceed with the refund. Right now, the conversation that we're having, Tristan, it's more or less about the lack of knowledge in terms of the project on both ends. Or it could have been effective, it could have been improved, and that's the reason why we are having this conversation right now. Because if we go on a refund right now, they're going to ask me for a valid reason, and I will just have to say that, you know what, she's dissatisfied, and they're going to ask me why, and that's going to bring you on a partial refund, having to consider that I have already sent you 4 formatted and edited files.
What would a partial refund look like at this point?
Okay, I can go ahead and submit the request to them if you give me a clear reason as to what I should tell them that you're dissatisfied with, and then let's see what are the options that they provide us in terms of the partial refund. What do you think?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just not satisfied. I think my expectations were not managed. Like, I made it clear that this was my first book that I've ever even tried. I thought I was as clear as at that point. I didn't know what I needed to explain properly in order for you guys to know, you know, what my needs were. I thought I explained about the pictures, but it might have been misunderstood. I'm not satisfied with the way that my expectations were managed and with the way that it was communicated to me at the beginning.
Okay, all right, I got that. And since this call is being recorded, I can also attach this as a reference from your end and present the case to them. All right, Tristan? I will go ahead and have this managed today. So most likely within 24 to 48 hours, we should hear back from them. And I will drop you an email on the portal. That sound good?
Yeah, I don't check the portal every day because it's on my home computer.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you just text me and let me know, and then I know to check it, yeah?
Sounds good. All right, that's not a problem. I'll just drop you an email, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, thank you so much for your time, Tristan. And again, one more time, Tristan, I understand that there was miscommunication or whatsoever that was. I personally would hate for you to go unsatisfied, all right? I'm just trying my best to figure out a resolution that is a win-win for you.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. Let me get this done, and I will get back to you, okay?
All right, we'll talk. Thanks, Lisa.
All right, no problem. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.